BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Good evening, and welcome to a very special live-streamed episode of The Outsiders, the podcast that challenges the closed mind, the podcast that knows what's really happening. My name is Riff Hendrick, and I welcome you to the birth of your new world. Feeds online?
All fine. We had some problems with signal interference.
Well, of course you did.
But then it righted itself.
The eye.
As far as we can tell, the stones are no longer breaking the signal. They're boosting it.
5G, eh? Conspiracy theorists were right.
They always are. Have you decided?
I need to speak to Dad.
Yeah, we both do. In a minute. Positions, everyone.
Cameras?
Rolling.
Going live in 5, 4, 3.
Happy day.
Happy day indeed. You join us in Milbury for the most important broadcast of all your lives. Walk with me. Let me show you around. The people of Milbury, hand in hand, connected. Of a mind, happy. And here, the stones. Those ancient, beautiful receivers of signals from afar. This is the heart of the world, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most important place on Earth, because in a little under 9 minutes, the planet Earth will enter into celestial alignment with black hole M87, the black hole that we photographed a few years ago, where I first made contact. At the time, the scientific community, indeed pretty much everybody, were dismissive of my claims. I'm pleased to say that I'm joined by one of my harshest critics back then, Professor Adam Brake, an archaeometrist of some standing.
Hello.
Now, Adam, the last time we shared a broadcast, you were quite famously rather rude to me, weren't you?
So rude. Horribly rude. Sorry.
You called me a liar and a cheat.
So sorry.
But I'm not a liar and a cheat, am I?
No. All true. It was all true.
Yes. All true. As the whole world will soon see. Because this alignment brings with it opportunity. Great opportunity. It brings happiness for all. And we need that, don't we? Now more than ever. Look at the world we live in. Look at the anger, the division, the scapegoating, the bitterness. Have we ever been more miserable? Have we ever been so angry? I can change all that. I will change all that.
Cut to video.
Well, Mia, I do need an answer.
That's not my dad.
He's happy. I'm not surprised you don't recognize him.
It's not him. None of these people are who they were. They're empty people. Whatever it is out there isn't making people happy. It's making them hollow. Is that what it wants?
It wants what's best for us all. Peace.
And how come you're not like them?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Happy. Vacant.
I'm the focus. Like you.
No, not like me. Forget it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Please. Think about it for a moment. Think of how much life hurts.
I'm not interested.
Fine, whatever. Try your best, but some people just won't be helped. Tie her to the altar stone.
What?
You'll help willingly or unwillingly. I don't care.
So because I don't agree with you, you'll kill me? God, I had you wrong. You're like every other man on the internet.
Oh, take her away.
Back to life in 4 minutes.
Quickly get her out of here.
Get off me. Get off. Dad, help me.
And that happiness can be yours too.
Whether you want it or not.
Who wouldn't want to be happy?
Abby.
Stop it! What are you doing? Get off! Don't tie me to the stone. Please. You don't understand.
Grows to every night.
Don't cry, Mia.
Dad.
Don't struggle. There's no point.
When I touch the stones, I can hear them all, Dad. The voices. They died here.
Don't worry, Mia. You're going to be much happier soon. Yes, much, much happier. Just like me.
You're not happy.
Well, of course I am. Look how much I'm smiling.
No.
So happy.
Well, your daughter is about to be sacrificed to a black hole, so take a look at yourself.
Going live in 30 seconds.
Right, I'm here. How are we doing? How many are watching?
412.
400? Oh, Jesus. Makes you wonder why I bother sometimes. Oh, well, doesn't matter. Watching or not, we're coming into their homes. Every server, every network. Who needs ley lines anymore?
And 5, 4, 3.
The Milbury Stones. They've been here since the dawn of history, waiting to bring us all together. And now is the time. The alignment is almost here. So we must call out. We must make the link, the harmonic waveform that will stretch out across the stars. All of you, draw closer. Link hands. There is a place where stones stand tall, where your held tight fist and never let fall, where the sun shines bright.
Can you hear them, Mia?
Oh, no, Dad. Please, what are you doing with those knives? Dad, put them down. It's me.
Can you hear them? The stones. They can't wait for you to feed them.
Put the knives down, Dad.
It's such a happy day.
Dad, please.
Don't be afraid, Mia. It's going to be all right. Just trust me.
I'd like to. But, Dad, I'm so scared.
Well, of course you are.
Maybe if you were to just... Hold my hand, just for a minute.
Oh, Mia, of course. Here, take my hand. Don't be afraid.
What's happening?
I'm inside your head.
Just stop it!
Remember this, Dad. Remember the crash.
The crash?
Mom!
Where the stones stand tall, where your that's it. Gotta hold it together, really. Just hold it together. Happy days are happy days everywhere. Oh, it feels like happy days are happy days. Come straight. Feel every single one of them. Connect. Threading their thoughts together. Build the network. Come join us in the peaceful land.
Mia, I promise I would never have, never have. Stay still. If you move, it's harder to get the ropes off. Right, done. Let's get out of here.
What good would that do? We have to stop Hendrik.
Stop him doing what, Mia? It's all in his head.
It's not all in... No. Wait. It is. He's linked to all of them, every mind in the village. That's what he said. He's the linchpin. So if we stop him, we...
seriously. We just need to run before one of these nutjobs tries to stick a knife in us.
Dad, for once, you have to trust me.
Happy days. These are happy days in every way. Off his
to hold on to all of you with my head. Yes, here it is. The eye. I just got to concentrate a little.
I thought I heard. Are those my...
Quiet in here. Thought your head would be a bit busier.
What have you done?
Not much. Connected, like you said. Your keys. I nicked them off you earlier. Because you never know. They seemed useful.
My keys.
You shake them when you're nervous. Are you nervous right now?
Nervous? Why can't I hear? Why is it so quiet?
I'm in your head. With you. Like before. There's nobody else here. Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm touching the keys to connect with you, but I'm also touching the stones. And you know what that connects me with?
Is he here? It's the man with the knives here.
Yes, Martha. The man with the knives is here.
Good. We would have words with him.
Who are they?
The dead. All those murdered on the stones.
What do they want?
The butcher. The butcher.
The man
with the knives.
Get them away from me!
And the moment breaks. The tight circle of villagers become a screaming swarm with Hendrik in the middle, flailing at nothing anyone could see.
What's happening? What's wrong with them all?
Hendrik was the one keeping us together, but I distracted him.
We're going to be trampled to death. Come on, quick, this way.
Okay. The sky is splitting open. The stones are shaking, vibrating like tuning forks. The noise is unreal. We push through the crowd and there he is. Hendrik.
Get them away from me! All teeth and nails and screaming! I can't stand it!
No.
The link! The villagers!
Broken.
The network's broken. We're not... It's ruined! You've ruined it! What have you done?
Chosen happiness. We should run.
Damn right. Come on!
They tried to get away. Run from whatever it was that was reaching through the universe towards them. But they couldn't. You could see them, trying to move, nerves quivering, twitching, convulsing, held fast. Why was it we could move when nobody else could? When they were fixed in place as much as the stones that sang around us?
Oh, Christ! What's happening back there?
Just run, Dad. Just run and don't look back.
Happy day.
Get that away from me!
tragedy of Milbury. You'll all have heard about it now. The whole village.
Gone. Makes no sense. The whole village. Everyone just...
vanished. The result of... who knows what to call it? Psychic feedback? Celestial shockwave? Nobody has the words for it. Not that that stopped people offering a few, of course.
Question is, can the government deny the existence of aliens a minute longer?
Well, it's all there, written down in Exodus 20, verse 4. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a...
obviously a government cover-up. The whole village was a weapons testing site. It's an open secret.
If you look to the right of the picture, you can definitely see the bleed from the chroma screen. Yeah, it's CGI, folks. It's a fake!
But we know how it works, don't we? When something can't be easily solved or explained, people get bored. Their attention span is...
Mia? Oh, sorry. Were you recording?
Yes, obviously.
Sorry. I'll be able to listen to it when you're done, yeah?
Yes.
Right. So, I'll come back in a minute, shall I?
Yes! So, life carries on, I guess. The stones are still there. In Milbury. I'm not going back. Not ever. But people will. Maybe not this week, maybe not for years, but people will be living in Milbury again one day. And those ancient, impossible stones will be waiting for them. The alignment happens only once every 672 years. That's what Hendrik said. 672 years. So, we're safe. Right? For now, we're safe. But when I connected to Hendrik at the end, I felt what he was feeling. And I felt them. Thousands of light years away, but right here in my head. And I thought, they can see me. They're watching us. They know where we are. And they want us.
Children of the Stones was written by Guy Adams and A.K. Benedict, based upon the television serial by Jeremy Burnham and Trevor Ray. It starred India Brown as Mia, Rhys Shearsmith as Hendrik, Steve Oram as Adam, Ralph Ineson as Laces, J. Raj Vasani as Rafiq, Teddy Mallison Allen as Jess, Louis Sook as Tom, Taj Atwal as Priya and Therapist, Ewan Bailey as Colin and the Guide, Becky Wright as Martha and Reporter, Richard Reed as Therapist and TV Host, Guy Adams as the Butcher, Lizzie Roper as Teacher and Mrs. Everett, and Tom Barnard as Dougie. The music was by Edwin Sykes. The singers were Joe Browse, Mark Browse and Adam Browse. The sound design was by Richard Fox. The director and producer was Simon Barnard. Children of the Stones was a Baffelgab production for BBC Radio 4.
Are you still there? Good. There's someone I want you to meet. Their name is Sean, they're 16, and they're in trouble. Follow Sean's journey by subscribing to Power Up on BBC Sounds. The world is dying. It's time to take action.
Power.
Power.